Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, October 3rd. Grabe Bruce OPP closed Albert Street in Meaford for a police investigation. They say they were called to a report of an individual in distress just before 5 this morning. Grey County paramedics were also on scene. The individual was transported to hospital in critical condition. OPP closed Albert Street between Thompson Street and Birchwood Court as police officers investigate the circumstances surrounding the incident. They're asking people to avoid the area. They say more updates will be provided when they become available. Pumpkin Fest made its return to Port Elgin this past weekend with a format more like the pre-pandemic years. Mayor Luke Charbonneau says the event over the weekend was packed.
So this was the first time since 2019 that we've had the sort of the normal full-on Pumpkin Fest event. So I think people were keen to get back and do it, just judging by the crowds. The crowds on Saturday were crazy.
The winning pumpkin belonged to Dave McQuay of Delhi and came in at 1,888.5 pounds. In addition to the way off, there was a carnival, pony rides, a craft show, and a two-day car show. Bruce County Paramedic Services is receiving $40,000 to support remote care monitoring. The county says this one-time funding from Ontario Health will help establish and provide the program, which allows community paramedics to monitor vital signs of vulnerable patients remotely. Bruce County Paramedic Services Director Steve Schaus says remote care monitoring is another tool that can be utilized by community paramedics to work proactively in collaboration with local health care providers to ensure patients can remain safely in their homes for longer. The City of Owen Sound is launching a survey to support the development of its first diversity, equity, and inclusion strategy. The city says this follows an earlier survey conducted in the summer and will help determine what the strategy's focus will include. Those interested in taking the survey can do so before October 16th on the city's website. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says Canada is imposing new sanctions on Iran in response to human rights violations, including the persecution of women and the actions of the country's morality police, which led to the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. There were solidarity marches in Canada this past weekend, echoing rallies being held in Iran last week. Joly says Canada is building on existing sanctions and listing 25 individuals and 9 entities, including Iranian officials. In the House of Commons today, opposition MPs called for the federal government to do more, saying Canada should declare Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist entity. Canada made that declaration with a branch of the IRGC called the Quds Force in 2012 and listed Iran as a supporter of terrorism, but Canada did not declare the whole IRGC a terrorist entity. Ukrainian forces have made significant progress against Russia in what's being considered their biggest breakthrough in the south since Russia invaded the country. They reportedly quickly advanced along the Dnipro River today with tanks and pose a threat to Russian supply lines in that area. Ukrainian forces also recaptured Lyman from the Russians this past weekend. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 436 points to 18,881. The Dow Jones is up 765 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.39 U.S. cents, up 1.49%. And the price of oil is $83.26, up $3.77 a barrel. In sports, in Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays visit the Baltimore Orioles. The Blue Jays have possession of the top wild card spot by 2.5 games on Seattle. The Mariners host the Detroit Tigers tonight. In the National Football League, the LA Rams visit the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff is 8:15. In National Hockey League preseason action, 7 games tonight, including the Toronto Maple Leafs at Montreal to meet the Canadiens. 5 games tonight in NBA preseason. On Wednesday, the Toronto Raptors visit Boston. And there's Blue Water South girls basketball and Blue Water North boys volleyball this afternoon. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.